Okay, good morning everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before Nutrien was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt to enter the PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nutrien representative or Nutrien product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. My topic today, how you think about exercise matters. What counts as exercise? About a week-old article found online, let's see here, following apparently Sharon Gam, PhD. How you think about exercise matters, what counts as exercise? If you want to build a healthy relationship with your body and with exercise, there's an important mindset shift you need to make. It's all about the way you think about exercise. The mainstream view of exercise. Well, for most of us, the way we think about exercise comes from the way our society views it. We're bombarded with messages about how exercise can help us lose weight and get the body we want by burning calories and sculpting our muscles. We see grueling workouts claiming they can burn hundreds of calories in 30 minutes. Here's a reality check. That's just not true. And trainers pushing a no pain, no gain approach to exercise. Popular posts on social media describe exercise as a sweat session. Some people think that if you're not sore or exhausted after your session, then it wasn't a good workout. Here's a healthier view of exercise. Let me make something really clear. Exercise does not have to make you feel exhausted. Exercise is not a punishment. You do not need to exercise to earn your food. You don't need to work yourself into the ground to have a good workout. Exercise is not a means to get a revenge body or a better butt. All exercise is good for you. The best exercise is the kind you enjoy that fits your lifestyle and that you can continue for the rest of your life. If you want to build lasting habits, you need to expand your perception of what exercise is. Recognize that any time you move your body, even for just a few minutes, even if it's not at a gym, and even if it doesn't make you sweat, you're doing something good for yourself that will help you achieve your goals. So look for opportunities to move as much as possible. You'll find yourself feeling better, and you may even be motivated to do more structured types of exercise. Why your perception of exercise matters. Michelle Seeger, PhD, is a researcher who encourages people to change their beliefs about exercise. And she did a study in which women were asked about their physical activity habits. The study divided the participants into two groups depending on how active they were. When each group was asked for their thoughts and feelings about exercise, they answered quite differently. The people who weren't exercisers talked about the physical activity in very specific and narrowly defined ways. They mentioned increasing their heart rate to a certain level, sweating, feeling like you're burning something, and then it has to be done for the right amount of time. Non-exercisers felt pressure to do the kind of exercise that fit into that definition, which made them stressed and frustrated. They also talked about the barriers to exercise, being cost, location, and time commitment. They thought it had to be done in a certain place, like a gym, and for a certain amount of time. One non-exerciser said that walking her dog got in the way of being active, implying that she thought that walking her dog didn't count as exercise. Hey, here's a tip. It does. Thinking about exercise in these narrow, restrictive terms make you less likely to do it. People who are physically active and consider themselves exercisers don't think about exercise in that narrow way. They move whenever they can, including walking for a few minutes on their work breaks, taking the stairs, doing a few repetitions of an exercise between TV shows. Not only once did I beat the exercise instead of three because something came up and they don't have time to do the full workout they had planned. They don't think about it as an all or nothing, and that makes a big difference. You don't have to move in a certain way or a certain speed for a certain amount of time to be for it to be worthwhile and beneficial. Even the official recommendation of what counts as exercise has changed. Every few years, the U.S. Surgeon General releases a report on physical activity and health. In 2008, the guideline for physical activity stated that, quote, moderate or vigorous intensity activity performed as part of our daily life and performed in bouts of 10 minutes or more can be counted towards the recommendation. Quote, bouts of 10 minutes or more. These six words put a restriction on exercise that had some unfortunate effects. Based on these guidelines, doctors told their patients that they needed to exercise at least 10 minutes at a time. People started thinking if it was under 10 minutes, it didn't count and would choose not to move if it wasn't going to meet that time limit. I've seen this in action. I had a group of health coaching clients who worked on the second floor of my building. They all really wanted to lose weight and had committed to exercising more as part of their plan to achieve their goal. But in the mornings, I would see them get into the elevator instead of taking the stairs up one floor to get to their office. When I asked one of them if she had thought about taking the stairs, well, it's just one flight of stairs. That's not going to do anything. This woman didn't see the benefit of taking the stairs because to her, it wasn't enough to count towards her physical activity goals. That's wrong. Every bit of movement counts. All exercise counts. That one flight of stairs would have gotten her heart pumping a little harder for a few minutes. It would have got her blood flowing. It would have used energy and burned calories. All of those things are important, no matter how small they might seem. In fact, research shows that moving consistently and frequently throughout the day reduces the potential for health problems. That's true even in short bursts, like the 2 minutes it would have taken to climb those stairs. Also importantly, even a short bout of movement improves mood and mental health by directly affecting the brain. And really, it's not just that one flight of stairs. They say that woman shifted her mindset to realize that all movement counts and start taking every opportunity to move. She would have climbed that one flight of stairs in the morning to get to her office. Then she would have gone down the stairs to get outside during her morning break, climbed back up at the end of her break, and then for lunch, and then her afternoon break, and the end of the day. That's 5 times in 8 hours. 5 easy opportunities to get a mood boost, to feel good about herself, and make her body function better. Those little boosts can snowball. I've seen that happen too. The power of a mindset shift. So suddenly you have a little more energy. You go for a short walk on your lunch break and park a little farther away at the grocery store. You even get more energy. You get even more energy and you carry that into your scheduled workout in the evening. You're starting to feel even better and suddenly more opportunities for activity present themselves. Other healthy habits seem within reach. You start drinking more water, eating a little healthier, and so on. Don't you think all of that would count for something? So why did those 2008 guys specifically say 10 minutes? It's not because exercising at 10 minutes doesn't improve health. Again, it does. It was because researchers didn't have the tools that could accurately assess the impact of short bursts of activity. Since then, methods have changed. We now know conclusively that any physical activity, even 1 minute's worth, contributes to your health and well-being. In 2018, a new report removed the 10-minute rule and now emphasizes that all activity, no matter how long it lasts, contributes to your overall health. So reframe your idea of what exercise is, and you'll see opportunities all around you. Every chance you have to move is valuable, so get moving. Now, if you need help to shift, let's see, wait, here. Oh, that was it. Now I'm trying to sell them online workout program, so we'll stop there. But that gives you a little idea. Certainly, I've said it on the previous calls. Hey, park a little further from the grocery store. We go to our local Walmart. We have one aisle or the opposite aisle where we've learned to park almost 100% of the time. Whenever we park anywhere else, one, we come out because we're in the habit of parking at one spot. We can't remember where the car is. We go to the old place. We all usually park at the end because there's no competition for spots and walk in. And when we go to buildings with stairs, I certainly try to take the stairs going and coming most times Even when I go to my orthopedist to get my knee shot, I still go on the stairs. I mean, I don't limp up or limp down. Well, I don't limp anymore at all because of the shot, thank goodness. But try to take the stairs, a little extra exercise. I think it's too easy to blow off all the little things that do count, and then therefore people end up doing next to nothing. But those are, I think, the little perks, like parking a little further out and walking up the stairs, are just excellent ways to go. And you see people fighting over parking spots up front, and I think, look at all these empty spots at the end. Just go down there and park and walk a couple extra steps. It'll probably be good for your health. And so some good tips there, you know, not to get too bound up over it has to be a 5-minute or 10-minute or whatever. Hey, make sure you start getting in, and once you start doing it, you find other reasons to add more of those small little increments, and it all adds up. By the inches of cents, by the yard, it's hard. It takes lots of little bites, and you can get the job done anyway. So there you go. How you think about exercise matters. What counts as exercise. Change your mindset. It's not that you have to. It's that you get to. All right. With that said, let's open up the line, take any comments, and find out what's going on tomorrow. And remember, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app. Find it by searching for TR90. Or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And hang on here. Boom.
Thanks, Frank. That was great. And you're right. Okay. Every movement counts. So,
absolutely.
You know, and it adds up by the end of the day. It's like I've got several stairs at the current school that I'm at, and then at lunchtime I actually run my lunch bag out to the car and come back in because I'm going, well, then I'm not having to pack that little bit of extra, but it's added some extra steps and usually stairs.
yeah. Simple way to get a little more movement in, which can always help you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So tomorrow we're actually talking about nutrition to future-proof your body. So there we are. So,
okay.
Sue, what food is good for you?
I like that. Very good. All right, folks. Be sure to tap in tomorrow morning. I'll be back on, today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, I'll be back on Thursday. And, of course, Susan will finish out the week on the Friday as well. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for joining us. Go out and make it a great day, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye, Susan. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye, Frank.